说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese.
Hello there, Ellie. This is Chinese Pod. We're bringing you lessons spoken Mandarin all the way from Shanghai, China. My name is Ken.
Hi, I'm Jenny.
Now, Jenny, we have a musical lesson today.
Although it could be non-musical at all. Yeah, because
it's
karaoke.
Ah.
And you don't have to be very musical in order to enjoy karaoke.
What you're saying is you'd even question the idea that there's actually music in there. Well, maybe. I don't know. Interesting, because it's a phenomenon in Asia.
Yeah.
It was not originally a Japanese thing. But karaoke in China, just very briefly, how big are we talking here? I mean, what?
It's probably one of the top three national favorite pastimes.
There you go. It's amazing. I find it very interesting that, like, from near my house, for example, there are different types of karaoke, different types of places you can go. Some are less, let's say, family-oriented than others. But, I mean, there's one near my house where all families, you see in the middle of the afternoon. Saturday, Sunday afternoon.
And it's buffet meals. People go there and spend the entire day singing and dancing and eating there.
So you see family, mom, dad, grandparents, kids, all going into the karaoke in the middle of the afternoon. It's very sweet, very nice.
Yeah, and there are songs for different age group
in
one karaoke. I once went with my 85-year-old grandma, and she was belting out revolutionary tunes.
That's great. She can still belt them out.
Yeah.
I would personally find it a little bit odd to sit with my entire family singing songs the whole afternoon. It would just be slightly odd. But anyway. But
there you go. That's the China experience.
It's great.
No,
just the last point. I think Chinese can be quite shy in many ways, and Westerners more open. When it comes to singing,
it's
no
the
problem.
Opposite.
It's exactly
and
opposite.
You might have a very persistent friend like we do in the dialogue. So shall
exactly.
we listen for three times?
Right.
对话第一遍
晚上去唱歌吧。
我不会唱。
我也不会。没关系。
我唱的特难听。
哎呀，在包房里别人听不见。
算了，
去玩玩吧。
第二遍，
晚上去唱歌吧。
我不会唱。
我也不会，没关系。
我唱的特难听。
哎呀，在包房里别人听不见。
算了，
去玩玩吧。
第三遍。
晚上去唱歌吧。
我不会唱。
我也不会。没关系。
我唱的特难听。
哎呀，在包房里别人听不见。
算了。
去玩玩吧。
All right, I think one translation will be fine here, Jenny.
对。
晚上去唱歌吧。
Let's go singing tonight.
我不会唱。
I can't sing.
我也不会，没关系。
I can't sing either. It doesn't matter.
我唱的特难听。
Well, my singing is really bad.
哎呀，在包房里，别人听不见。
Don't worry about it. It's a private room. Nobody else can hear you.
算了。
Well, forget it.
去玩玩吧。
Let's just go and have some fun.
Yeah, that's very realistic.
Yeah.
Your friend won't give up.
Yeah.
And for us, you know, it's not about your singing ability. It's not about your musicality.
It certainly isn't. I think that is the point. Westerners will assume that I've got to be able to perform at a certain level of singing to do that. In China, nobody really cares about that. It's just the fun.
One of the important reasons is we have these private rooms, baofang.
The baofang
is
useful.
So you won't embarrass yourself
in
front of 200 other patrons.
That's right. So the baofang is really another very interesting cultural concept. Maybe we could look at that in a second.
How?
Let's take it from the top. Very simple sentence, but just in terms of usage, let's take a look.
晚上去唱歌吧。 晚上去唱歌吧。
Now we know that 唱歌 means to sing.
对。
All right, now basically, we don't often in Chinese, we don't often say, let's go to the karaoke.
And
we very
we
rarely
don't.
Say KTV, because the KTV is kind of the, let's say, not...
CD.
Slightly seedier kind of connotations. So we'd always just say, let's go singing. You don't actually say the KTV, right?
No.
That's how you say it. So let's hear it again.
晚上去唱歌吧。
Yeah.
But it's interesting, among young people, we use the words 唱 K or K 歌。
Yeah.
对。
唱 K or K 歌。
To indicate, let's go to a karaoke bar.
Karaoke, there you go. That's interesting. Now, but I can't sing.
我不会唱。我不会唱。
Now, around here, it really doesn't do you very good to say this sentence, but we're going to let you hear it anyway. 我不会唱。
我不会唱。
That's the equivalent of just blowing hot air. Nobody listens to that. So the response is...
我也不会。没关系。
Yeah. 我也不会。
没关系的。Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. But I'm singing is really bad.
我唱的特难听。我唱的特难听。
Now, this is interesting. So, the phrase is bad, as in sounds bad, is...
难听难听。
So, the word 听 means to listen.
Yes.
Right? And, and that's... what tone is that, Jenny?
It's a first tone.
It's a first tone.
Mm.
And sounds bad, or how did we say that?
难听难听。
Now, that is second tone.
Yes.
难。So, let's hear them together again, please, Jenny.
难听难听
难听
难means difficult,
difficult,
right? Hard, so it's hard on, on your ears.
And it's particularly 难听, and the expression here was
特难听
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 as in 特别的特
Yes,
right?
And that's a very Beijing way of saying things. 特 instead of using 特别, they just say
特 There you go, that's interesting.Now, if you were going to say it was exceptionally good, sounds exceptionally good, how would you say?
特好听。
There you go.
特好听。
There's the pattern. Now, but we're in the private room.
在包房里。在包房里。
Now, 包房。包 first tone.
Yes.
房 is second tone. So 包房。Now, what is a 包房? Tell us a little bit about the 包房. We don't really go for them so much in Western.
包房 is...A private room.
Private room.
And it could be a private room in a KTV, in a karaoke bar, or in a restaurant.
In a restaurant, you have a lot of those.
对，很多包房。
The bao, which bao is this?
Bao means to buy something sort of exclusively for yourself. For exclusive usage.
Exclusive.
对。
There you go. Interesting first tone.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to...Chinese Pod Trivia. Our first question is, how long will it take you to become an intermediate Chinese speaker using the Chinese Pod app? Is it A, the rest of your life? B, you should already be an intermediate speaker? C, 3 months? Or D, Chinese Pod has an app?
You should already be in...
Ooh, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, 3 months. That's right. Head over to ChinesePod.com now.To register for your access to over 4,000 lessons, get the Chinese Pod app now on Google Play or the App Store.
So I don't go to karaoke's. I don't go 唱歌very often. But a lot of the time, if a Chinese friend, particularly in a business context, but family too sometimes, if they invite you for a meal, very often they'll go for the 包房。
包房，对，因为有面子。
Yeah.
包房 is more special.
It's more special.
And
do you know, though, to be honest, though, I quite like the big open restaurants.
Me too.
I like the atmosphere of just really
communal,
busy and noise
celebratory.
And light. Yeah, yeah. So the 包房 can be almost formal to a certain extent.
Sometimes awkward.
A little bit, a little bit. But it loosens up once the food starts going, of course. But yeah, so 包房 it's a way to give you face. And sometimes, of course, it's much better to have that private space.
Yeah.
But that's the 包房. And you get them in all Chinese restaurants there. Well,
yes.
The good ones, let's say. All right. Now, so nobody will be able to hear you.
别人听不见。别人听不见。
别人听不见。
That's the point.
It is.
Even though your friends will be able to hear you.
Yeah. So other people, how did we say that?
别人
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 Great expression.
对
This almost functions like just one great, very tight phrase. So 听不见, they cannot be heard. They will not be able to hear. Right?
别人听不见.
Now that could be used in a lot of other ways. You know, you could be, I don't know, having a conversation.
Gossiping behind someone's back.
Don't worry.
别人听不见.
So nobody else can hear.
That's not encouraged. Then.
Yeah. Now, this expression, 算了, how does this fit in here?
Well, 算了 means... forget it.
Forget it. Means I'm not interested. I'm not going to do it.
It depends on your tone.
Yeah.
It could be quite harsh, but it also could be, you know, I really don't want to go, and politely you're saying 算了.
So if you were saying here, I really don't fancy it, how would you say it?
算了.
Yeah. As opposed to
算了.
算了 means get out of here.
对, but overall, 算了, I would say, is quite a mild word. Okay. It's on the mild side.
Okay. Basically, I'm not interested, and please don't push me anymore.
Yes. Mm.
Now, what happens?
去玩玩吧. I really want you to go with us.
Yeah.
去玩玩吧. And it's just for fun.
It's
玩玩,
just for fun.
对吧?
Yeah,
it's
don't
not
take it too serious.
Singing competition.
This is a scenario that will happen to you as a foreigner. I mean, as a Westerner. I mean, you know, it is really, it's a classic case of the different cultural attitudes. What the Chinese person will be doing will be encouraging you because they want you to do it. They want you to have fun. You can perceive it sometimes as a selfish thing. It's like, why are you pushing me when I want to do this?
Yeah.
But the idea, it's meant in good spirits.
Yes.
We'll help you to overcome your shyness. We'll give you some beer or something. You know, you'll loosen up and you'll have fun.
You might actually be a better singer than you are or you thought, and I'll tell you why after the dialogue.
Wow, okay, let's listen to it again.
对话, 第一遍。
晚上去唱歌吧。
我不会唱。
我也不会。 没关系，
我唱得特难听。
哎呀， 在包房里， 别人听不见。
算了，
去玩玩吧。
第二遍。
晚上去唱歌吧。
我不会唱。
我也不会。 没关系。
我唱得特难听。
哎呀， 在包房里， 别人听不见。
算了。
去玩玩吧。
第三遍。
晚上去唱歌吧。
我不会唱。
我也不会。 没关系。
我唱得特难听。
哎呀， 在包房里， 别人听不见。
算了。
去玩玩吧。
Okay, so tell us, Jenny, how we might discover our own singing talents.
How you will surprise yourself.
Yeah.
Because a lot of good karaoke bars, they have very advanced technology to make you sound a lot better than you actually are. For example, they will have echo, or they will have the original singing in the background, playing mildly, so to give you support and to lead you... know where your tones are.
Look at that. I need all of those features to help me. Every single thing. Turn up everything to 10. You know?
Well, the amazing thing is, actually does that.
Yeah.
It can make, because I'm completely tone deaf.
Okay.
But when I switch on those magical functions, I
you
sound
hit those
better.
Notes. Amazing. Yes. Amazing. There you go. All right. You've almost convinced. Are you trying to convince me to go back and do an afternoon of singing in the
Let us go.
All right. Let's get the crew together and go
eat
over.
Eat free ice cream. There.
You get free ice cream?
Yeah,
oh, I'm there. I'm
okay.
there. All right, that was our musical interlude for today. Hope you enjoyed it. And of course, you know what to do now. You can explore ChinesePod. Do not go to the karaoke right now. Go to ChinesePod.com and do the exploration there first.
Yes.
And then you can go and practice your Chinese.
Yeah.
We will be back again tomorrow with another lesson. But right now, it is time for us to say...
再见.
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number 0892. So just go to www.chinesepod.com/0892 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/0892.